This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. Time for sports, and we're talking baseball this morning because it is an important time of year for aspiring major leaguers, time when the biggest stars from the minor leagues get called up to the big leagues. But like most things in baseball, it's full of complicated twists and crazy rules, which means we need to call in Mike Pesca to explain. Hi, Mike.
Hi, thanks for the call up.
You bet. So this is tricky. Seems like if I run a major league team and I have some great guys in my minor league farm teams, I can just promote them as soon as I need them, right?
It would seem, and that is in fact the case. But like everything with baseball, as you say, it gets a little tricky because of two things. One is because baseball is unique, but the other thing is that baseball is the same as every other business. Now, the same part is this. Every business wants to pay its employees as little as possible while, you know, everyone is happy about things. So, you know, Major League Baseball team knows that if it keeps its players for 3 years, they get that player's services at the league minimum. That's a good deal for teams, and teams that have to operate on very tight budgets, like a lot of young players that teams control, and they pay them the league minimum.
Okay.
Now, here's the unique thing. Unlike every other sport, you know, football, you draft a player, he starts the season, you're done. You calculate when he played by the whole season. Basketball, same thing. But with baseball, since players start at all different times, there's all different ways to calculate who gets the raise after a certain amount of time. So the calculation isn't just a straight 3 years. It's 3 years, but there's a whole bunch of other guys, a quarter of the guys get paid before everyone else. If you call these group of players up early, if you call them up, in the beginning of the season, you're going to wind up paying them earlier. Now, it would be nice. Let me just say this.
Okay.
If on July...
You can hear me being confused.
Yeah, I know. It would be nice if the rule were, hey, everyone who's playing before July 1st gets counted with one group of players, and everyone who's playing after July 1st gets counted with another group of players. But they don't have an arbitrary date. They do it by the percentage of the total players in terms of league time. So all the teams are looking at each other, kind of waiting for everyone to call up their other players so that when a team calls up its player, it gets them on the cheap. Doesn't always work out. It's a huge waiting game. It's kind of a hassle.
My brain is about to explode, but I think I get it. So does that mean that when these coaches are looking at each other, there's a stand-up between teams? Do they sometimes just not call anyone up?
Yeah, that's exactly what happens. So in a real-life example, the L.A. Dodgers, a rich team, they don't really care about the consequences that much of when they have to pay players. They call up this great young player, Yasiel Puig, makes a huge impact. He's setting the world on fire in L.A., had like 4 home runs in his first 5 days. This is how it should be. You have this other team, the Tampa Bay Rays, you know, the poorest team in the league, just about. One of the poorest, they have this great player named Will Myers. Will Myers just hit the game-winning home run yesterday for the AAA Durham Bulls. There's only one reason why Will Myers is not in the major leagues. It's because the Tampa Bay Rays don't want to have to pay him. Hmm. They figure if they drag their feet for a while, they could get by without Will Myers. But the Rays really need Will Myers. They went through this a couple years ago with Desmond Jennings, and all their fans are saying, come on, bite the bullet. So, call up Will Myers.
It doesn't pay to be that good in the minor leagues.
Well, it's more like there's penny wise and pound foolish, if I'm getting that thing right. I think the Rays need to call this guy up.
What's your curveball this week?
Well, let's stick with baseball, but baseball thousands of miles away, the Japanese Baseball League. Homers were up this year, like I have to tell you, Rachel. I know you're a huge fan of the Nippon Ham Fighters, right? But it was up to a tremendous degree. They were going to hit 50% more home runs. What's the explanation? The league assured everyone, look, all we know is that the balls are no livelier than they ever been. That's the only thing we can assure you. Maybe it's that they're playing in domes. Maybe it's foreign hitters. And so it comes out last week that, in fact, the balls are livelier than they usually are.
They're cheating.
Yeah. They're not cheating, but they just put in these bouncier balls. And as a result, home runs, extra base hits have been up. The commissioner of the league has apologized. Some are calling for his head. But in reality, what can you do? You just have bouncier baseballs in Japan.
NPR's Mike Pesca. Thanks so much, Mike.
You're welcome.